Now, tell us, what's a brownfield site actually?
Okay, great question. A brownfield site is a place where there has been some level of environmental contamination in the past. It might be an old gas station, something like that. And because of that contamination level, it's a difficult place to redevelop. And what our program has done, working with many partners around the state, is facilitate the cleanup of that site. We've done it 750 times now so that it can be returned to productive community use.
Now, tell us why that's such a big win for so many communities.
Sure. You know, in my mind, it's actually a win-win-win because, in the first place, we're cleaning up environmental contamination that might threaten, you know, health. Second, we are returning a property to thriving as a thriving community asset, something that generates economic activity. And third, by redeveloping a site that was previously developed, we are sparing nearby forests and farms from being developed instead.
Now, what's the process like to get them back up to standard where it's healthy to use?
Well, it requires several steps along the way. One is to assess the actual extent of contamination on that site, and that takes a little while. Then, of course, there's planning to determine what will go on that site instead. I mean, sometimes it might be a small business just expanding to the lot next door, or it could be a huge redevelopment that, you know, requires a mini multi-million dollar investment. And of course, this is not something that the Department of Environmental Quality does on its own. We do this with local governments, with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, with developers, with community groups and neighborhood associations. So it is a program that really depends on strong partnerships with everyone involved.
Now, I know you just had a big win there in Winston-Salem for number 750. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yeah, it's really a wonderful success story. There's now an apartment complex there called Brown School Loft. But a long time ago, in 1910, this site was originally a school for African-American children. Became an elementary school later on after desegregation ended. But there was a fire at the school in 2016, and it was not, you know, couldn't be a school anymore. The school was demolished, but there was still waste on the site. But that has been cleaned up, and now there are 81 units for mixed-income residents. We toured through the apartment buildings. It's beautiful. And the community is really excited that instead of sort of this abandoned eyesore that you know, made people nervous, it's now a beautiful spot where a whole bunch of people live, and it is contributing to rebirth of that neighborhood.
Now, off the top of your head, are there any sites in Wake County like this that have turned from, you know, like you said, a possible eyesore into something really nice?
Sure. And actually, already 90 brownfield sites in Wake County have been transformed, and there's another roughly 20 or 30 in the process. But a few key examples. The Smoky Hollow area in downtown Raleigh on C Street and West Street, you know, it used to be dry cleaner, automotive service locations. It's now where apartment buildings, offices, and the Publix grocery store are. Another example, if you know where the Wegmans grocery store is and Trader Joe's and that whole shopping area on Wake Forest Road, that used to be an abandoned, contaminated area, and now obviously a thriving economic location. And just a little south of all that in Garner, the ConAgra site that had the fire is now where the Amazon Distribution Center is. So that's three quick examples. We have 87 more.
Wow. Now, where can people go to learn more? Is there a website or social media?
Yeah. The DEQ website is deq.nc.gov. You can find us on Instagram at NCDEQ. I'm active on Instagram myself, which is at Sec Reed Wilson, R-E-I-D Wilson. And, you know, on on our website, it's pretty easy to quickly get to the Brownfield section to find out more about this really successful program.
Sounds like a lot of wonderful stuff, a lot of coordination, and a lot of planning, and all for great cause. Secretary Reed Wilson, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.